a big welcome to the show for our next guest, Ian Edwards, who you may know as the owner of the Blind Chef Bistro at Boolaroo Bowling Club. Welcome to the show, Ian.
Good morning. How are you?
Really well. Now, Ian, about 3 years ago, you lost a huge percentage of your sight. Tell us a little bit about your story, how this happened and where you went from there.
Well, about 3 years ago, it just happened. I was getting some black specks in my eyes, which I didn't take a great deal of notice of, until it got to the stage where they were getting bigger. So I went and saw an optometrist, who then sent me to an ophthalmologist to find out that I had a problem with my retina, and turned out that I have a thing called ischemia, which, brought on with being a diabetic, it actually affects the nerves on the eye, on the macula. So after that, I was diagnosed legally blind.
So, Ian, when you say you're legally blind, you've still got some vision, is that correct? But it's quite blurry?
Very small vision, but yes, very blurry.
So, Ian, that's a huge blow to anyone when you're told that. Obviously, there would have been so many emotions that sort of ran through you, but what then prompted you to go, hang on, look, I love chefing, I love working, I want to make this happen again. So you actually got in contact with the disability service Ability Links in New South Wales.
That's correct. I contacted them and also I spoke to Governor Tim Stroob and Chantelle Rollins, and they put me in contact with people that that could help me to do this project that I was looking at, you know.
I think it's amazing, and hence it grew the Blind Chef Restaurant. Now, tell us about this. Obviously, it's thriving, and you're doing amazingly well there, but what's the trials and tribulations of being in the kitchen and not being able to have full sight? How do you sort of manage that?
Yeah, that's the problem. You know, you after 30 years of cooking, you just automatically do things.
Sure.
But, you know, now I'm sort of second-guessing what I'm doing. The quickness of how I cook is a lot different to what it used to be, you know, because you're focusing your eyes on what you're doing. You go home each afternoon exhausted, but not from physical, just from mental exhaustion, from purely focusing your eyes all the time.
So you're relying on your other senses, I guess. When you're cooking things, you use a bit of touch to feel whether meat's cooked. Yep. You're using your smell to be able to, you know, get the sense of smell of where things are in the cooking process. I think that's absolutely amazing. Do you ever need help in seeing whether something's completely cooked, or you've got that covered?
No, I've got most of it covered. I do get some help from the other staff if you're cooking out a chicken breast or something, and you really need to make sure it's cooked right through, you know what I mean?
Sure, yes.
A steak you can do by feel pretty easily.
Yep.
But a chicken breast, to me, is a bit more difficult.
Of course.
And I normally get a second opinion on those.
So, Ian, do you have your kitchen exactly, like, does it have to stay exactly as is? Like, if people move anything around, are you kind of like, hang on, I know where things are this way, don't move?
Oh, yeah, part of the conversation of the day is like, who moved in? You know? Where's it gone? You can't do that. Put it back, you know? But they're learning not to move a great deal. So.
Look,
but it also has its benefits too, you know, like if I don't want to wash the floor, they don't let me because they don't see it properly and I leave what's in there. So.
That's very clever, actually. Now, look, not only are you a bit of an inspiration, but you're now hiring people who have disabilities and people who have vision impairment. Tell us about this.
Yes, we've had a young girl, my name is Skye. She's been with us now probably about three weeks. She works a Tuesday shift and a Saturday, and she's vision impaired. And next week we will start another young guy, Callum, who's going to do a couple of days for us. And my kitchen hand is actually a disability person as well. So, they're finding it really good. And as I said, I've said before, like, what it is, my whole thing was about to, about finding a position in hospitality. But what they're finding is it's giving them more confidence in their own personal skills. You know, if they decide to move out from home, they've got more ability and skills that they can use.
Yeah, it's helping in all areas of life. Well, we think you're an absolute inspiration, as does the New South Wales Minister for Disability Service, Ray Williams, who's congratulated you on numerous occasions. And by all accounts, I was just chatting to Marg here, who knows everything, and she's like, oh, the food is fabulous. So, you know, I've been told that you're packed all the time and you're an amazing chef. So our hats go off to you. Well done.
Great, thank you very much.
There you go. That's Ian Edwards there, the owner of the Blind Chef Bistro in Lake Macquarie. Awesome stuff.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. Topics range from gardening to health, well-being, pet care, finance, business and travel. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.